The arrest this past week of a veteran FBI agent on spy charges is prompting a review of the entire U.S. government counterintelligence program. Officials want to know how Robert Hansen managed to elude detection for many years while working at the center of FBI efforts to monitor Russian activities in the United States. A similar review followed the arrest 7 years ago of Aldrich Ames, a former senior CIA officer who was also found to be spying for Russia. NPR's Tom Gelton has been comparing the Ames and the Hansen stories. He found some similarities and some differences.
Aldrich Ames and Robert Hansen both worked in counterintelligence, meaning they were expected to keep track of efforts by other governments, Russia in particular, to spy on the United States. According to FBI and CIA accounts, both men knew who within the Russian intelligence system worked for the United States, and they both betrayed those agents. Both volunteered their information, and both allegedly took money for it. But the approach Rick Ames and Bob Hansen took to their espionage work was different. Hansen, the FBI reports, was extremely careful. There's no evidence that his wife, for example, had an inkling of what Hansen was doing. Aldrich Ames, on the other hand, got his wife, Rosario, involved in the spy business. The FBI was even able to record conversations in the Ames kitchen about what the couple would do with the cash Ames was collecting from the Russians.
If you do get the money, what I would do would be to leave in cash.
Robert Hansen, by contrast, made great efforts to conceal his spying activities. In letters he allegedly wrote to his Russian contacts, Hansen provided detailed instructions regarding where, when, and how to collect the information he was providing. David Major, a former FBI agent who knew both Ames and Hansen, says Hansen had a better inside understanding of what arrangements with the Russians would be hardest to uncover.
Rick Ames had no inside knowledge. He didn't control the operation. He just let them control it. Wherever they wanted to meet, he did it. He did what they told him to do. He went overseas, or Bob wouldn't. They picked the dead drops. Bob picked his own. Bob picked the accommodation addresses. Bob picked the signal sites. Rick Ames didn't do any of that.
And yet Robert Hansen, like Aldrich Ames, ultimately got caught. FBI agents surprised him last Sunday night after he left a package of classified documents at a park near his Virginia home. The agents who arrested Hansen described him as being surprised and shocked. Aldrich Ames could relate to that.
In that split second, everything, one's life is altered forever.
Ames recalled his own arrest in an interview with NPR in 1995.
And you think back. I mean, you just kind of review everything, your whole past is just there. I mean, it was all I could do to think or walk or speak.
Ames is serving a life term at Allenwood Penitentiary in Pennsylvania. He agreed to come clean on his espionage activities and in return was spared the death penalty. Under federal law, prosecutors could have requested a death sentence because Ames' betrayal resulted in the execution of at least 9 Russians who had been working for the United States. Hansen, alleged also to have fingered Russian informants, is in the same situation. The FBI says Hansen was paid for his spy services, so was Ames, though Ames in the NPR interview said greed alone did not explain his actions.
I had these other elements that were not particularly causes of what I did, but then tended to support them. The criticisms that I had of the agency, the intelligence process, the value of our Soviet agent reporting, all of these things, while not, I never viewed them as justifying what I did. At the same time, they offered an indirect sort of support.
The idea of an agent turning against his agency because he has lost respect for it may also be relevant in the case of Robert Hansen. In one of the letters he allegedly wrote to his Russian contacts, Hansen compared the United States to a powerfully built but retarded child, potentially dangerous but young, immature, and easily manipulated. In another letter, Hansen allegedly tells the Russians, "You overestimate the FBI's capacity to interdict you." Former FBI colleague David Major thinks Robert Hansen was attracted not by the money he could get from spying, but by the game.
There's a certain amount of arrogance and ego that says, I want to beat the organization. He wanted to see, I think, that he could do it.
And he allegedly did it, better and longer than Aldrich Ames was able to. But now Robert Hansen is also behind bars. In the end, he apparently overestimated his ability to get away with it, just like Aldrich Ames.
I carefully resisted any serious self-reflection through that whole process. I mean, you know, it doesn't stand up to thinking rationally and thinking carefully. And I think my failure to keep from going all the way, if you will, shows how ineffective my earlier calculations had been that, hey, this is a manageable, clever little thing here. You know, it wasn't.
That was in February 1995. Aldrich Ames is still locked up at Allenwood Penitentiary. His life sentence does not carry the possibility of parole. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.